Another beat down here on the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is men's postcast basketball edition. Eddie Greer III coming to you on this Thursday morning, January 30th, 2025. The Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Whether that's men's, women's basketball, women's tennis. Coming up soon, men's and women's golf, indoor track and fields on the way, and of course, don't forget about main sport, football, volleyball, and everything else in between, rowing. Think I get everything cross country. We got it mostly at K-State University, taking place in Manhattan, Kansas. Your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this, which will be when this episode rolls out later on this evening, kind of ahead of a big tilt with women's basketball as they host Iowa State tonight. So make sure if you're a K-State fan, make sure student, alum, or a Big 12 fan yourself, make sure you go ahead and like, subscribe to this podcast, All Things K-State Sports. And make sure you go ahead and hit the notification bell every time we post a episode. You guys will be first to know about it. Holy smoke. What did I say yesterday? Get off to a fast start and we'll see what happens, right? The K-State men's basketball team gets two in a row. And finally, at home yesterday, last night's day, this was an absolute spanking. Belt the ass. What is it? Hey, we're going to treat women's basketball going to do the same thing. Men's basketball is going to get the same thing as well. Belt the ass. K-State overpowering Oklahoma State last night, 85-57 there after taking, jumping off to a fast start. 15-4 early in this game. K-State jumped all over Oklahoma State. And that's what I said. K-State. Jerome Tate must listen to this podcast. Or some of his players do anyway. But seriously, I said it yesterday on this podcast. If you can translate some of that, which you did against West Virginia last weekend, transfer it over here, you got a shot. And Oklahoma State, the record is proof in the pudding. Right? Proof in the pudding. They're 10-9 coming in. You should have beat them the first time. On the road, you didn't do it. So now you turn the page over here. And K-State got it done. Yes, once again there. And with back-to-back wins, this is the first time all year long. That's hard to believe. We're in the end of January. We're saying that about K-State men's basketball. That is hard to believe. You would have had that. If you go back to 2024 fall, before the season started, you would have told me that, okay, K-State men's basketball, Jerome Tang. Look at the roster before the season started. David Gasson. Okay. Doug McDaniel. Okay. Coleman Hawkins coming from Illinois. Okay. Brennan Allison, sharpshooter. Okay. You would have told me all that. They'll get back-to-back wins for the first time in January. I would have told you there's not a chance. There's not a chance of that. And how this season has unfolded for this team, that's... I am absolutely baffled by that. But, hey, it's a good thing. They have to start stacking up wins. Look, you know about their long shots in the NIT and everything else like that. And we know the NCAA tournament status and what all that. We don't care about that right now. This team needs to stack wins. And, hey, if you get off to the right, start from the right foot, like they usually say, you're in a 8 times out of 10 win basketball games, right? Again, the level of play, and look, this by far, 85 points, the best offensive performance as well. 85 points are the most. Through the nine games, the Wildcats, 52% overall shooting from the field. I'm looking at these stats here, and almost equal towards that from downtown, 52% again there as well. And, of course, 72% from the free throw line there as well. But the deep drum thing, we know he hang on his hat on his defense, right? And the defense at times has really been not so good. But lately, they've come around, right? Oklahoma State, bad team, 39% shooting for the field, holding them to 57 points there. What, they scored 77 in the first meeting? And, of course, Oklahoma State went to win that game in Stillwater, of course, there as well. K-State, 22-point lead at the break, 45-23 in this game. Look, kept up with the score. Let's be honest. I'll be honest here. Kept up with the score. I did not watch this ball game, as it's become a trend with basketball. But keeping trend. Hey, that's why you got, hey, that's why most of us got cell phone, right? We got to keep up with what's going on, right? So keep an eye on the scoreboard with live stats, right? Technology, oh boy. We're long journey house. We get phones, right? In this day and age, right? But anyways, 28-point victory for K-State. The largest in conference play under Jerome Tang. Golly! Woo! So there's that. So, hey. Anything else? You know, you gotta win basketball games. You come here, you got to win basketball games. That's how they do it. Kansas State now, hey. What did I say yesterday? You win this game, you're jumping. Oklahoma State, there were what? Two other teams besides the Cowboys that had the same conference record as you did. And you might have just leapfrogged all of them with this. Kansas State now, 9-11 overall here in the month, here in 2025. 3-6 in Big 12 play. Oklahoma State, 500 team now at a 10-10 record. 2-7 in Big 12 play. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III. Kansas State outscored Oklahoma State 40-34 in the second half of this ball game. Leading score for Oklahoma State in this game goes to Marchilus Avery, 22 points. Obviously not enough for them in this ball game here. 22 points on the evening for them here. 2 assists, 4 rebounds for Avery in this game. Marchilus Avery. For K-State, right, we go to them, per usual, here on the podcast. And how about this? A while back, we talked about, you know, Brennan Housen, right? Brennan Housen just started off with a house of fire, right? He is obviously a sharpshooter. Kind of like on the same, when you flip it on the case, the woman's side, we all know about Terrence Sides, right? Sharpshooter, right? And speaking of those two, yeah, I would love to pay to see those two get after it on the 3-point line for sure. They were a bit dirt. They were kind of making kind of a bet, if you will. I don't know if it actually happened or not. That'll be interesting to kind of dive into. But anyways, that will be something, maybe a episode probably. But anyways, that's neither here or there. 18 points for Brennan Housen last night to lead the Cats. Obviously, that was not the game high. Avery for Oklahoma State had that, but for the Cats, 18 points for Brennan Housen in his ball game. He was perfect from downtown. Sharpshooter, 5 of 5 from downtown this game. And yeah, 5 of 6 from the field. One shot from inside the arc, but he was perfect. Coleman Hawkins, 6 of 10 from, well, nope, 6 of 10 from the field. Almost said from the downtown, but Coleman Hawkins, 1 of 4 from downtown, but 6 of 10 from the field. He had 15, Max Jones, 14, Doug McDaniel, another double digit performance for him, 10 points, 3 steals. Gasson only had 5 points in this game. Looking down here, let's bounce around a little bit. David Castillo, 5 points. CJ, the other Jones, CJ, 6. Moby Igaroa, 8 points of the night. For him, in 12 minutes of action, he was 3 of 4, David Gasson, 2 of 4, but only had 5 points in this ball game here. Ugo Uyenzo, 4 points. Taj Manning saw the floor. And Spencer Bain. But they combined for only, between Manning and Bain, 5 minutes in this game as K-State rolls over Oklahoma State in this basketball game. 85-57. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Second chance points, 9 for Kansas State. Points in the paint, they're all on top of them. 30, fast break points, 17, points off of turnovers, 11, bench points, a whole bunch of them, 39 points. I want to go back to Coleman Hawkins' stat line before we check in with Jerome Tang here. Coleman Hawkins, 15-9, 3 steals for Coleman Hawkins in this game. Everybody chipped in this one. There as K-State gets their second consecutive win of this game here, and Jerome Tang on back-to-back wins after last night, saying, quote, all of us had to develop a level of humility. We needed help. We needed to get better. Well, obviously. And we had to make changes. I see guys who have realized that they need each other. So when you've got some humility to you and are thankful for the opportunity you have, you play with a different energy. I think you can see how much fun they're having out there with each other. End quote there as well. And I'm going to go Let's see. We're going to go a little bit extra here, talking about Trump Tang met with the media afterwards yesterday, and he talked about practice. Quote: "We got exactly what we wanted to see Monday and Tuesday with the addition of Tyreek Smith, apparently transfer from Memphis, being here and practicing with us." Oh, so a little bit of inside note there. Tyreek Smith visiting K-State. He practiced with them, and we'll go jump right back into a Jerome's quote here. "Another athletic, strong body. He just raised the level of energy to another level. I thought Tuesday might have been our most fun practice because of how competitive it was, and the guys enjoyed the competitiveness, and you could see it. Now we got to take it to another level." And again, we want to slow it down. We want to slow it down a little bit. There with this basketball team, you just don't know what you're going to get with this men's basketball team here in 2024-25. But hey, again, you wanted to see this team continue to stake. If you're a K-State fan, you wanted to see this men's basketball team take this to another level, and they did that. It's baby steps now with this basketball team, right? So, excited to see that. Is this turning the corner? We'll have to find out and see there, as well as now you really got to take this show on the road on national television on Saturday. You're going to play third-ranked Iowa State at 1 o'clock on ESPN2, Saturday, early afternoon. This is, again, we know about the history. And we continue this theme, Iowa State. Again, we got Iowa State tonight, women's basketball. Women's basketball going to have their hands full with them. It's always been full. Farmageddon tonight, Farmageddon Saturday on the road, when the men's basketball team has to play the men's basketball team. And Iowa State's one of the best teams in the conference. Maybe in Nate, we all, it's always been a tough matchup. Whether they're mid, sorry, whatever it is, but they ain't sorry this year. We know the history last year between the coaching staff, T.J. Otzenberger, whatever you want to say his name is, whatever that is, right? So, oh man, this is big. You carry some momentum up the Ames. It'll be nice. I think here a win, it'll be huge to win. But you want to see this team be competitive. You don't want to see this team get blown out whatsoever. That's the goal here. I'm not saying that, but again, like I said, you just don't know what you're gonna get with Jerome Tang's team this year here in 25. And that's why you want to translate that energy to Iowa State, and you can really leave all its rankings out of the table, because this is going to be a downright 20-minute game. So Iowa State, third ranked in the country on the men's side, Saturday, 1 o'clock ESPN2 there as well. And of course, and looking ahead a little bit here, Kansas, that's next weekend. The next time K-State's back in Manhattan, that is going to be part two of the Sunflower Showdown there when they host Kansas. But right now, that's far from that. We got to worry about Iowa State, third ranked team in the country. In K-State, they're going to have their hands full, but you can translate some of that energy, what you learn in this two-game losing streak, and anything can happen in college basketball. We know that from long history, all that. So if K-State has their mind right, this is going to be an interesting game here in Ames, Iowa, on Saturday afternoon on ESPN2, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Kansas State, men's basketball, 85. Oklahoma State, 57. K-State taking the Cowboys, belt the ass, taking them back to the woodshed last night. That was fun to see track that from the phone last night there. Now, you take all that momentum, including upsetting West Virginia. Now, probably the biggest task of the season, and no disrespect to Kansas, whatnot, but Iowa State, oh yeah, you got a chance to really turn the tables here a little bit here on your season. If you can take them down, Cyclones on the road. We'll see what Carl unfolds for Jerome Tang, Brennan Housen, Coleman Hawkins, Doug McDaniel on Saturday afternoon. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.